Rules I create are stepping stones. Rules I create are stepping stones. I view rules I create as stepping stones, as steps in opening in an opening in my inner self. Why do I create rules as steps to opening my inner self? Because it makes it easier for me to make those steps into my inner self. It makes it easier for me to go into my inner self and know who and what I am, and be it, and love it, and delight in it. Now, going to my inner self, stepping on that inner self, going to that inner awareness of who I am, is something so wonderful and so fantastic that I know I can do it every moment of my life. I can do it constantly and continuously, and I know that I can do it meaningfully. I know that as I give myself rules, I create these as stepping stones. And I view these rules as steps to opening my inner self. One of the most glorious things I could ever do for myself is to open up my inner awareness of just who I am. And when I realize who I am, then magic happens in my life. Then wonderful things happen in my life, and grand and glorious experiences come into my world, because I am now stepping into my inner self. It's sort of a physiological, mental, psychological way of looking at life and looking at things, but it works. It works because I am making it work. I am giving it the power to do it for me. When I think about my inner self, beautiful things happen to me. When I think of my outer self, beautiful things happen to me. But I sometimes think that my outer self is manipulated by the world around me, and I'm not totally in charge of my outer self. I'm not totally in charge of what I think and what I am doing. And I always want to be totally in charge of what I think and what I am doing. Because unless I'm totally in charge of what I think and what I am doing, then all sorts of mischief can take place in this mental attitude that I live in this world of thinking thoughts, in this world of what is my attitude about myself, what is my attitude about others, what is my attitude about my expectation for my life, for who I am. Do I see myself as beautiful and good and wonderful and loving? Do I see myself positively all the time? That's what I can do when I'm in charge of my attitude. When my attitude are specific stepping stones that I have given to myself to walk the path of my inner life. My stepping stones, my attitudes, are ones that I every moment choose. And I call myself good, I call myself I like me, I call myself wonderful, I call myself positive, positive, positive. And calling myself positive all the time, thinking positive all the time, living positive all the time, I experience only the positive side of life. Now, you and I might think as I look at my life that some of my experiences have not been as positive as they could be. They're not as fulfilling as they could be. They're not as rewarding as they could be. Well, that's because I am variable. And when I'm variable, thinking one minute positive and another minute negative, thinking one minute joyous, thinking another minute something like, well, why does that happen to me? Why does that take place in my life? And when I say, why does that take place in my life, what am I doing? When I say, why does that take place in my life, I'm saying, that takes place in my life because my life is filled with something that I don't really want to happen. It's filled with something I don't really want to take place. And I have to begin to take a very definite step with a definite attitude and say, I like me. A definite attitude that says, all in my world is positive. All in my world is a step opening my inner self. And my inner self is good and very good. And everyone that I think about, I talk to, I know their inner self is good and very good. My life is good and very good. It's all mine. It's all my choice. It's all my decision. And I make that decision wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully right now. No one can do me for it. No one can do it for me or do me for it. They cannot tell me how I must think. I do that myself. Rules such as, I always view myself positively, is a top one on my list. I always view myself positively. I always view myself with conviction that it works, and I am in charge of the decision of what is going to work in my life, where I'm going to put my attitude, where I'm going to put my attention. Rules such as, I speak words that affirm my reality. I am a genius. I am loving. I am unconditionally loving. I am unconditionally loving to everyone. I am totally interested in the good of my creation, the good of my universe. And I create the good of my creation and the good of my universe, fulfilling whatever the dreams are in their hearts. Whatever the dreams are in their mind, in their soul, in their being, whatever their dreams are, I create that as being what I choose to do. And now that I choose to do it, it is done. Now that I choose to do it, it is fulfilled in my world. I am that I am. I am the one who makes the decision to walk the road of peace, of happiness, of joy, to walk the road of following my words of reality. My words of reality, I am that I am. I like me. I like my world. I like everyone in my world. Rules I speak are, I act in confidence. I act in confidence. And as I act in confidence, it's done. I say, all is in divine order. That's an act in confidence. That's a rule. That's a choice that I make every second of my day. All is in divine order. All is harmonious. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is joyous. All is magnificent. That's what I say. That's what I say, and that's what I am. And that's all I know. And that's all I will ever know. That's all I know, and that's all I will ever know. I speak rules such as, I know who I am, and I like me. I know who I am, and I like me. Can you just, out in the nothingness, say to yourself, I know who I am, and I like me? Can you just sort of say it and throw it out into the universe and say, I know who I am, and I like me, and I like me, and I like me, and I like me, and just giggle yourself into it, tickle yourself into it, know yourself into it, and then experience it. Every morning, I go to the monastery, and I meet with the monks, and the dogs and the cats. And as I meet with the monks, we all form a large circle, holding each other in each other's arms, in one beautiful large circle. And we say, Om, 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 Om. I like me, 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 I like me. And when we say this seven times, we then put the cause in motion to say, there is peace. All is peace. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is good. All is wonderful. And then, as we conclude, we say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we hug each other, and we kiss each other, and we say, I love you, I love you. And we see in each other the fulfillment of the rules of life that they established for themselves, because we established it in them as our creator, as our creation. We created them, and so we establish those rules in them, and we say to them, all is in divine order. I love you, I love you, I love you. And so I say that today to you and to me and to all in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.